Democrat Maloney uses term epic mansplaining to blast Republican colleague during impeachment hearing. By Hannah Blow on November 21, 2019. Democrat Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, DNY, used the term epic mansplaining to describe Representative Mike Turner's RO remarks during the 7th public impeachment hearing on Thursday featuring Fiona Hill, a former National Security Council official, and David Holmes, a political officer at the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine. Maloney began his line of questioning by condemning the remarks from Turner, describing them as a bout of epic mansplaining, a term progressive feminists use to describe what they interpret as condescending remarks made by a man and issued toward a woman. Dr. Hill, first of all, I thought that was some epic mansplaining that you were forced to endure by my colleague Mr. Turner. And I want you to know that some of us think it was inappropriate. But I appreciate your forbearance, he said. During the hearing, Turner ripped the Democrats' rocky basis for the entire inquiry, noting that the witnesses have failed to demonstrate wrongdoing by the president and highlighting the problem with hearsay evidence, which the inquiry overwhelmingly relies on, he said. Even if Ambassador Sondland is correct, that somebody, and Dr. Hill you testified against it's hearsay. You don't know that, supposedly Mulvaney told him that because he didn't testify to that. But let's say somebody besides the president told him that. You guys want to be the laughing stock of history to impeach a president of the United States because he didn't take a meeting? Oh please. Dear God. Please undertake that. He summed up the hearsay issue thusly. It is a similar point Turner made during former diplomat Kurt Volker's testimony this week. Turner, you had a meeting with the president of the United States. And you believe that the policy issues he raised concerning Ukraine were valid, correct? Volker, yes. Turner, did the President of the United States ever say to you that he was not going to allow aid from the United States to go to the Ukraine unless there were investigations into Burisma, the Bidens, or the 2016 elections? Volker, no, he did not. Turner, did the Ukrainians ever tell you that they understood that they would not get a meeting with the President of the United States? A phone call with the President of the United States? Military aid, or foreign aid from the United States unless they undertook investigations of Burisma, the Bidens, or the 2016 elections. Volker, no, they did not. Pretty much, Ambassador Volker, you just like took apart their entire case, Turner concluded.